timber, transportation, tourism. Those are the three T's Ringle officials are focusing on for growing its economy. They discussed these goals with Senator Dan Sullivan during his visit to the Southeast Island community. Kate Thomas is the Economic Executive Director for the city.
Industry transformation is the track that we're under, so it's from our purview, expanding and revitalizing legacy industries.
Along the lines of transportation, Senator Dan Sullivan said he was curious about a project that's been approved and is slowly in the works. That's Wrangell's Harbor Basin Revitalization and Transportation Resiliency Project. It is funded through a $25 million federal grant known as the RAISE Grant. He says the project fits an executive order that President Trump signed on the first day of office. It focuses on fast-tracking the extraction of Alaska's natural resources like energy and timber.
I talked to the president 2 weeks ago on, how's it going, Dan? I want things going in Alaska. So this is directly from the president, but I think in terms of implementation, particularly on the capital, on the harbor project, this is the ace in the hole. Or I like to call it the Trump card.
City officials say that the National Environmental Policy Act's process has been slowing Wrangell's project down.
This is giant for this community. We don't want to waste a day, and we don't want a 10-year NEPA. We don't even want a 2-year NEPA. We want a 6-month NEPA.
As the meeting progressed, Thomas gave Sullivan a list of projects the city's focusing on. It includes sea otter management and wetlands mitigation, but harbors are the priority.
We're really focused on our harbor infrastructure because that's the backbone of our industry and our livelihood in a maritime community.
Thomas says all the incentives that the assembly has been focusing on in terms of infrastructure, maintenance, and quality of life have been benefiting the city. The city's even expanded childcare with Head Start this school year.
Families are moving back. Youth are staying here post-graduation. Our trades are getting stronger. We have a super robust healthcare workforce here.
She says the goal of federal investment will allow Wrangell to invest in the private sector, where it would help build the economy like timber.
Wrangell has established its own timber initiative.
Thomas says that this timber initiative involves partnerships with the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority and the local Forest Service Ranger District. She also pointed to redeveloping the old mill site and new business development opportunities. That includes bringing in a data center.
If we could bring all of those entities into one nuclear environment, that would be that would set the stage for the next 50 years here in Wrangell.
Senator Sullivan left with key action points that community leaders say would help support Wrangell's growth. This includes collaborating with the current head of the Forest Service and advocating for federal funds that anchor in Wrangell's three T's, timber, transportation, and tourism. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.